Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the crapola out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple hours. So much to talk about today. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I am just flabbergasted, man, over that fucking press conference.
It's amazing. I'm sure it's
so
the
disgusting.
Headlines. Who knows where to start? I mean, it's.
I'll tell you what.
Well, let me get to the. Let's do our as the Hick would say, our particulars. Don't forget, follow us on Amazon, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if you buy shit on Amazon, you can buy it through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon and tweet us during the show if you like. If you're listening live at Crab Diving or anytime, actually. Thanks to everybody that tweets and participates at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, and also our Facebook page, where all the cool kids hang out. Anyway, sorry.
And follow us on Instagram as well.
Oh, yeah.
We put pictures on there every now and then. I was just going to say, I found it particularly disturbing that he felt like he had to go out on a laugh, Trump. He had to end his press conference on a laugh. That line, you're fired.
Oh, yeah. At the end, let me get the stories. He had something to say about his kids that he's gonna. Well, another scary part is that he obviously just plans to go right back to the Golden Throne at Trump Enterprises.
Oh, yeah.
After 8 years, you notice he said that.
Yeah.
He's like, after 8 years, I'm gonna go back to my business. And if they did well, great. If they didn't, then I'm gonna tell them, you're fired.
What an entitled little fucking asshole. He's already assuming he's getting 8 years.
Yeah.
Is he assuming that no one's going to try to impeach his fucking ass?
Yeah.
He sounds like a loon. You're fired. I mean, did he really have that expectation that he wanted to leave on like a good zinger?
He's an entertainer. Did you see that pile of papers they had? He had set up another ridiculous, like that time he had all the Trump steaks and the Trump water and all the Trump tampons and the Trump in your pussy like me.
Oh, yeah. In your pussy. Tampons?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a tampon joke. Let's get to the headlines because I'm sure the headlines are surely all that. So since I have this open.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, January 11th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. And sure enough, we already had talked about this over at the Tommy Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. A picture of Don the Con giving his press conference this morning, red power tie on, and he's doing one of his signature hand gestures. He's doing the thumb to the forefinger.
Oh, I love
that
one.
The kind of okay sign.
That's the best one.
Not the most flattering picture on his face. He looks like he's got his lips out like this, like he's saying "ee."
How many chins does he have?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay.
And they lit the fuck out of him. And he also has the raccoon eye thing going on. So he's either
he's tanning
again or getting sprayed.
He's getting sprayed. Oh yes, he is, isn't he? Or whatever.
No pun intended. Well, maybe just a little. Jeez. The headline says "Nightmare Presser: Conflicts Unleashed at War with Media and Intel." I mean, it was worse than anything we could have expected, and everything we expected.
Oh my God.
I didn't even hear the whole thing. I jumped in a little late, and it was perfectly entertaining from the moment I started. I got in there not too long before the whole exchange between the CNN, is it Robert Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A? The CNN dude and Trump, where they got into a little shouting match, and where he ended up saying, he said, you know, if you're calling out our news, Acosta said, you're calling out our news organization specifically, I think we should, you know, be able to ask a follow-up question if you're signaling us out
right.
as not being truthful. And Trump's like, you're not going to ask a question. You're not going to ask a question. And Acosta kept yelling and finally said, Trump said, you're not going to ask a question because you're fake news. And a dead silence in the crowd.
Oh my God.
And at that moment, all those fucking ballless news fucks stayed there. They should have stood up and walked the fuck out. When CNN, the incoming president of the United States, points at a CNN reporter and says, you're fake news. Walk away. Don't give that shitbag another inch of press space and investigate the fuck out of everything he does and says and everyone he touches and comes near.
Right.
Seriously, investigate the fuck out of Ivanka. Investigate the fuck out of Jared Kushner. Investigate the fuck out of every loathsome cabinet position that he is filled.
Yeah.
24/7. Never stop investigating them.
Yeah. And to those of you I see on my Facebook feed saying, hey, maybe Ivanka's the sane one. She'll steer the ship. Stop it.
I've said that.
Stop it. She's not the sane one. Do not be swayed by her good looks and her fucking charm. She's scarier than Schittler. Honestly. She's scarier than Schittler.
Than her dad? Come on. Why?
No. Because she is so good at saying the right things. And honestly, she's really easy on the fucking eyes. The power she wields is kind of terrifying.
But I think, some of the stuff she says is pretty liberal.
She says. Okay. Right. I'm just saying where it was.
So who knows what kind of influence she's ultimately going to have.
I mean, she's the mouthpiece for an administration that doesn't feel that way, that doesn't.
Well,
agree.
We don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, cabinet people, yes,
right?
But we still don't know what Trump believes in, except Russia.
Yeah.
When he was asked about his answer about Obamacare was a joke.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
That we're going to repeal and replace. And I think he said it's going to be at the same time, or he thinks it should be at the same, but it's going to be really soon. And I'm sure a couple hundred Republicans, almost 300 Republicans out there, the House and Senate,
yes,
are like, what?
What are we going to do?
What? What are you talking about?
God.
Because, I mean, he's just saying, I've seen some people who, delusional,
yes,
but it would be amazing if he whipped out single payer. What if he presented on Twitter and to the American people, look, my people have crunched the numbers and the best thing to do is have a single payer option.
No, that would be great. But
I mean, it's not going to happen because
but how would he even do it?
Then, well, that would torch the insurance companies,
right?
In some way, in many ways.
I mean, is he capable? And I'm not trying to be funny. Is he capable of doing anything? I mean, because he's going to have a cabinet that's never governed. He's got a new, fresh, young cabinet in terms of, you know, politics. And they're, it's not like they're easing
with
into
different
anything.
Agendas. Yeah.
Well, their agenda is going to be
destroy everything
or to not get destroyed. You think on day one, they're going to be on the defensive. From day one, I mean, so,
and that's how he seems to like it. People have said that his governing or his his business style as an employer is the exact same fucking way. He hires people who hate each other,
right?
And hires people who argue and did. And for some reason, he thrives off of this discourse and this everything you're not supposed to do in an organization.
I don't know how he's going to get anything, any policy done.
The Republicans think he's going to rubber stamp shit, but it's going to be interesting because a lot of the shit they're hoping gets rubber stamped is stuff that he was had the opposite
right
view of during the campaign. And who knows? He's, you know, if he gets enough tweets, who knows what he'll what he'll start thinking.
Yeah. I mean, all he has to do, you're right. All he has to do is say, hey, you guys want single payer? He tweets it out. And everybody gets behind it, and then he bullies his fellow GOP motherfuckers into doing it.
I mean, wouldn't it be somehow cool if somehow he dropped the radio in the bathtub or something, and somehow it fried his brain a little, and he became good, and he decided, well, this is what I'm going to do now. I'm going to take it to the people, because you know he's got these Trumpanzees. He's cupping all their balls in vulva.
Oh, yes.
And and he's leading them around, and they'll follow him anywhere. And if you can't tell me these same idiots who are screaming Obamacare, Obama's evil, socialism is bad, communism is bad, I ain't paying for anybody to, if he went to his herds right now and went on social media and went on the TV, went on Fox or Hannity.
Or streamed it out on Breitbart.
And if he could keep Hannity's bobbing head out of the frame as he's talking.
keep on sucking.
Then
too much teeth.
I mean, he could say, look, this is the best way to do it. This will save everybody money.
And just call it.
If he says, I'm worried about the people.
Yeah.
Here's what's the best thing for the people. Single payer. Trump care.
Freedom care. Trump care. Yes.
Here's Trump care. Here's Trump care. Obama in his amazing speech said... essentially he goes, if the Republicans hand something to the public that is going to insure more people and save more people money on healthcare, I'm 100% behind it. He said, right. I'll go out and stump for it.
Yeah.
There's the big difference.
Right. Yes.
There's one of the big differences.
That's a bigger person. That's a leader. I mean, yes, the man has fucking flaws.
Oh, right? Some insurance CEO is going, well, what people is he talking about? Wait, which people?
Yeah.
Help out which people?
Right.
Not the black ones.
Yeah.
Certainly not the poor ones.
I heard Cornel West rip him a new asshole for not getting single payer. But like, what the fuck was he supposed to do?
Well, yeah, that's where Cornel goes a little off the rails. But yeah, what was he supposed to do? He could, he could have used the bully pulpit more like he did in his second term. But,
well,
he was foolish and had hope. And trusted Republicans in a time where you can't.
Right.
And Mitch McConnell, maybe even a different leader in the Senate, because Mitch McConnell's just...
He's alien.
The droppings of a incubus.
I told you, I got in a Mitch McConnell vortex the other night, and I was just... I looked up... You know, his wife is being confirmed for
Elaine
something.
Elaine Chao.
Miss Chao. Or Chao. That's her first name. Or
Elaine Chao.
Elaine Chao is being confirmed for some fucking post. And it just blows my mind that Mitch the bitch is married. It's just weird to me. That's such a human thing to do, to be with another person. And he just looks like a bloated, fat mannequin.
There's lefty conspiracy theories about that, too.
The what? That's for show?
Well, she's like, was she, I don't know the details. I didn't want to talk about it. Something about a shipping multinational corporation that's into shipping that her family ran that
Well, that would make sense.
Had something to do. I don't know.
Are you saying their relationship might not be based on pure romance?
No, I'm not saying that.
It might not be. Then that helps me get my mind around Mitch the Bitch being married. Because I'm just trying to think, like, what does he do on a night where his wife looked at him and was like, oh, this is the guy I want to spend the rest of my fucking life with? He looks like a goddamn decorator pillow with fucking eyeballs.
Well, even his looks, but goddamn, he's
his
just...
voice.
Well, yeah, and his personality and his dripping evil.
He really does.
Really?
he looks like he should be like, there's something about him that says, like, put the lotion in the basket. You know what I mean? Something dead in his eyes. No offense.
And I've seen comments, especially on our Facebook page. Join in the fun over there, everybody. Some people were like, look, I'm in Kentucky. I apologize. But we keep getting outvoted by the rubes. We keep getting outvoted. They whip out Jesus, and the idiots say, oh, well, we don't care if you're not going to give us jobs and money and shit as long as you protect Jesus.
It's the year of the Bible. Isn't that Kentucky or is that Tennessee? I forget.
It's Kentucky, the second year in the row of the Bible.
What do you think? So this year's the year of the Bible. What do you think 2018 is going to be?
The third year of the Bible, I'm sure.
Are you Christians? Do you not have any creativity? It could be the year of Jesus.
If the Republic survives till 2018.
All right. What about the year of God?
Don't forget there's that mathematician, the guy who I think he predicted Trump's win, right? Is one of these science geeks that tries to apply mathematics and science to politics and sociology. Some people buy into it, some don't, but I don't know. He's had a decent track record recently. He predicts, I think,
did I put this shit on Facebook?
Yeah. He's the guy who predicts that, after Trump was nominated,
right.
He wrote a piece that said basically, Trump isn't the cause of it, but the Trump victory is just more data that proves his theory that society, the entire world society, is potentially going to collapse.
Oh.
And it's just going to get worse until like the mid 2020s. And then cyclically, he thinks that by his predictive model, that's when things are going to come back.
Oh, Jesus.
But how can things come back? No, not Jesus. The world will come back to sanity. And
how's that going to happen?
But...
because there won't be any more people on it.
Well, that's the thing is, are we going to, is it going to be, 87 people left on the fried remains of the planet? Sure. Everything will be peachy. So
people have said, it's so funny because there's a few people that have said similar things. Like when Trump, reached out and let his fingers do the walk into Taiwan and he talked to their leader.
Yes.
Yeah. And he fucked up whatever relationships with China. This guy, it was that Patrick Murphy, the guy on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Where's he from? Connecticut? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Murphy. I think he's the senator from Connecticut.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy. And he was sitting there saying, like, listen.
Chris Murphy,
yes. He was sitting there saying, like, this isn't going to start World War III, what he did with Taiwan. But things like that have started world wars in the past. So he's not going to bring about the end of the world, but it's similar shit that might. We're in the ballpark. We're getting warm.
Marco. Polo.
Do you think Marco Rubio in that foam party plays any like Marco Polo? It's his name, though. Probably.
It's not fun playing with him because he just says what?
Oh, yeah.
Trump's
never been at one of Rubio's foam parties. Are you fucking killing me?
Be yellow foam.
Oh yeah. That's the way to get uninvited.
So
you're off the guest list, buddy.
The HuffPost says a defiant Donald Trump on Wednesday made clear he will be continue to benefit financially from his businesses. He denied reports that Russians acquired compromising information about him, which is the stuff that came out last night. And the funny thing is that all that shit that came out has been kind of out there for a while, but the newest info is that it was presented to him that supposedly in that security briefing, he was also told, look, they were trying to compromise you.
Did someone have to tell him about the alleged story about him with the hookers asking? You
well,
know,
but that's not in
pee?
There. That's oh. that's. I believe how it was fleshed out. Okay. I don't believe the water sports are in the. In fact, I read the whole thing last night. Oh, yeah. It's not. Salacious sexual activities
yes.
and things like that. Absolutely.
Right.
Salacious. I've got some highlights from that I'm going to get to.
Oh, great.
But yeah, this press conference today was just batshit.
It sounded like Parliament on meth.
It sounded like he was. How dare you?
Not the band.
Oh,
not the band. No, British Parliament.
Oh, that one.
Does
All
that
right.
make sense? You know, because they're very rowdy, those Brits, in their governance, right?
Yeah, their debates and their
they throw paper at each other.
Do they?
Yes.
I don't know they throw,
look up YouTube
if they
of Parliament.
Throw stuff
absolutely,
at each other.
Absolutely, they do.
How dare you? crumple.
Right.
I think this was the long-awaited press conference about how he's going to untangle himself from his gigantic business, which he's been promising forever. He made it sound like this is supposed to be some general press conference, but that's what it mostly was. And never before, in the middle of a press conference, has some lawyer trotted
oh, yeah.
out. It was like show and tell.
What the fuck was
he
that?
He's like, basically he was like, I don't know what I'm talking about, so here's my lawyer to tell you all about this.
Oh, God, that's funny.
So he had, to hit the side, a mountain of paper. I think he said 3,000 pages or something yeah. like that, thousands of pages. This is all the legal papers of me divesting myself from all of my businesses. Look at all this paper.
But is what
it's such
what do we do with that?
A fucking sideshow.
Am I supposed to look at that paper?
Well, right. So many highlights.
That's what they said. We were listening to the stream, right, on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, unless I'm nuts, I heard the guy say, like, we don't really know what to talk about because there's so much. Nobody knows what to talk about.
Yeah, where do you start? I mean...
And meanwhile, is someone being confirmed today?
Sure, Tillerson.
Oh, my God! I don't even know! It worked!
Maybe Ben Carson.
Oh, come on. I don't want to miss Ben Carson.
Oh, we'll have...
Sleepy Smurf.
Trust me, we'll get Ben Carson. That's the one that I might go back and just watch the entire tapes of.
How do you wake that guy up for something like this? I mean, shit. Hit him.
God, who the hell knows? And that's kind of the problem I'm having now is where to fucking start. If Putin likes Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability.
And that's an actual quote.
Oh,
Piotr
yeah.
said.
Yes.
fuck me.
Huffington Post says the nearly hour long event in the atrium of Trump's tower. Came the morning after the publication of material purportedly detailing specifics of how Russian leader Uncle Nipples directed his spy agencies
yes.
and foreign service to help Trump and hurt Hillary Clinton.
Right.
As well as claims that Russia collected salacious material
Hello.
About Trump personally during his visits to the country.
Right.
they're saying, yeah, he went... you know, he went there in 2013 to for the Miss Universe pageant. And I think it was Malcolm Nance, the former spy who is a contributor over at MSNBC. He said, of course, every room was bugged. There were cameras in every room that he stayed in at this hotel.
Why?
Moscow.
Is that just standard operating procedure
yes.
when a bigwig goes over
yes.
to Russia? But he's doing the fucking Miss Universe.
But he had already stuck his little orange dick in the possibility of running for president before. And Putin thought, well, you know, this guy's got aspirations. Let's get some of that kompromat, they call it. Let's get compromising information on him. And they probably have it on all kinds of big wigs, and why not get
right.
it on celebrities that show up? Why not?
That's
why
true.
Not, if you're a foreign evil government,
right?
Why not have Mariah Carey shitting on her her assistant.
All right.
Literally.
Yes.
What? Only in Germany.
Yeah. God damn. It goes back to Miss Universe.
So what they're talking about is this BuzzFeed now, which Trump
fake news
singled out specifically, is the one that broke this and printed this 35-page dossier that allegedly came from the spooks.
Right. You mean spies.
Put together by a former British spy who the our intelligence has used as an asset,
right,
a trusted asset. So every indicator points to the fact that if our guys shared this with Trump and everybody, then
it's accurate.
Right. Right. They trust that source. And he's a former British spook. And then now reports are coming out today that former British spy is by no means the only one who's had that intel and who has that information, so that they're getting it from other sources too.
Wow. So what is he going to do? Just continue to deny?
Of course, Trump they're saying it's fake news. Right. Trump tweeted all caps last night. So he meant he meant what he was saying. Goddamn. He was fucking serious. All caps. can you believe we're talking about our president to be?
You know how long it
what
took
he's
me
tweeting
on the iPhone to figure out how to actually capitalize something and to uncapitalize? It's like on the arrow in the bottom left of the keyboard. He found it. I'm impressed.
So he tweeted 21 hours ago, all caps, fake news, a total political witch hunt. That's it.
God damn it, dude. What was the threshold? Wait, how much evidence did he see to need to know that Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I love all the dingleberries on the right who are squealing about unverifiable, unsubstantiated claims. These are the same ones who forwarded Hillary Clinton licks child poon.
Yeah, right. And they believed it.
And Podesta's a pedophile.
Sure.
And Hillary Clinton is a Satanist who
spirit dinners or
sucks
whatever.
Yeah. And all those fake news stories there.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you think they feel good about the guy that's going to be in charge of our nuclear arsenal after watching that fucking press conference?
Who, the Trumpanzees? Yeah. Oh, God.
Could you?
They were blowing loads. Are you kidding me?
That's a positive thing for someone. On some level, somebody's happy with that. That blows, my fucking mind.
Yeah,
that doesn't make me happy. I mean,
all the pundits are saying the same thing. This is a win for him.
This is a win
for his base.
But what about stability? How do you look at that guy?
They wouldn't have elected him in the first place if they gave fuck all about stability.
I guess.
That's the opposite of what they want.
What if
they want him to go in and blow everything up because they think he's going to blow everything up and leave them standing?
Well, what
instead of he's going to blow everything up and he thinks he's going to leave him and his rich white buddies standing?
Yes. Now, listen, I don't mean to get serious on crab diving. By the way, we're Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. On the screen. You're listening right here. But I have a question. Shut up, turkey. We gotta get that turkey out of the studio. What if somebody blows us up? What if something happens? What if something happens and we need someone to do something in their government? Well, and what if it's not Trump? Who steps up?
I would expect a false flag. That's what Putin did. There are those who say, Ryan, that the whole some of those Chechenian bombings that happened in Moscow that were pinned on Chechenian separatists.
Yes.
What do you mean? Because that gave Uncle Nipples the reason. He killed 300,000 people. Oh, they bombed the fuck out of Chechnya.
He didn't give a
fuck. Cluster bombs, every kind of heinous barrel bombs in cities that you could think of.
If something bad happens here.
And there are those who are convinced that It was a false flag that it was ordered by Putin to blow a couple things up, blame it on the Chechens, and that his approval. I read this yesterday. His approval level on the Chechenian separatists went from like 30% to 80% or 75%, something like that. Yep. And that, you don't think that would work here?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely think that would work here. What I think, do you remember that?
Kind of did, according to some, in 2001.
Maybe, you know,
I don't believe it was a false flag in 2001. I believe it was covered up.
Right.
And things were covered up. The incompetence was covered up. But I don't believe that Cheney ordered it.
Right.
Who knows? But
who fucking knows?
It's not out of the realm of possibility, I guess, but I don't believe that.
There used to be a show on television called 24, starring Jack Bauer. Well, no, Kiefer Sutherland played a character called Jack Bauer.
Yes.
And there was one season, I don't remember which, when the shit really hit the fan. And they had, like, this Dickensian-type, ineffective president who's kind of mealy-mouthed. You remember this actor. He's brilliant fucking actor that played this guy with the weird face. Yeah. He had such weird facial expressions. We would play 24 in slow motion just to watch his face move. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And anyway, in this one episode of 24, the shit really hit the fan and he couldn't handle it.
There you go.
Oh, shit. But the president couldn't handle it. So he called on the president before him and he helped him and he saved the fucking country. That's going to happen. Surely, right? Because Obama's staying in town because his kid wants to go to the same fucking high school. So
you think there's going to be late night calls? Barry, it's done. I got a question.
Doesn't that make you feel better, though, on some level that maybe. Obama, I need you to be there on the phone in case Trump...
I would prefer Obama were in California or somewhere, a liberal safe zone. Because, you know, there are those who are in the deepest depths of the crazy sphere.
Ooh.
While they're screaming, lock her up. And they know that Jeff Sessions is just being coy and that on the 21st, there's going to be indictments against Hillary, that Don was just biding his time. He was worried that Obama would pardon her. They really believe.
No, you're crazy. That'll never happen.
They really believe that they're going to go after Hillary. Just wait. He's going to do it. They also believe he's going to go after Obama.
That's not crazy. None of this is crazy.
They think, and hopefully he's going to indict Obama, too, for those unconstitutional executive orders. Treason. Treason.
For what?
For the fucking... A Dreamer Act, for allowing kids that were dragged here over the border to stay.
Oh, my God. Hey, Republicans, I'm an atheist, but listen, if Jesus existed and he came back today... He would fry every one of your asses. He would send you guys to fucking hell, and you would burn.
They'd lock him up
in an eternal fucking sea of lava.
They'd throw things at him and call him a commie fag.
I tell you what, then Jesus would open up the fiery fingers and start smoking motherfuckers.
Well, when did he do that?
The best
thing he could do is bring dead people back and walk over a lake.
He hasn't met these guys yet. He hasn't met these assholes.
Loaves and fishes, I guess.
I don't think...
I'm trying to think of the actual magic he did.
Jesus ain't coming back with loaves and fishes. If he can't...
It's going to be Republican Jesus riding a raptor with a big giant gun.
And I think he's going to be snapping necks at these dickheads.
Of the bad guys, though.
The GOP?
Yeah.
They're bad.
Some other of the things besides the information that Uncle Nipples allegedly gathered information about, quote, Trump's personal obsessions and sexual perversion.
And it's not crazy that he gathered this info, right?
Because
he's
SOP.
KGB, right?
Yeah.
Putin.
It's SOP.
What is it?
Standard operating procedure for Putin.
Oh, yeah. God, somebody sent me that term SOP in an email about asking a question. Is this SOP? And I had to fucking look that shit up.
Well, sometimes you have to look shit up.
SOP.
You need to read more spy novels.
SOP.
They're claiming that they were trying to blackmail the real estate developer and former reality TV star. But it's unverified. They keep saying some journalists have said who's the guy that goes and gets shot at all the time? Richard Engel on MSNBC said that he knew this shit months ago and knew of maybe knew of the existence of this memo and everything, but he knew what the guts of what was in the memo.
Right.
And he said he's been trying to verify it and has not been able to either. But we're also in Spookville.
Right. I mean, meaning there might be information that could verify that, but we're just not privy to.
Well, right. And I mean, you're going to also have to get somebody ultimately really high up in Russia.
Yes.
Or really high up in our own intelligence to squeal.
Ha. How the fuck did we elect somebody that ran the Miss Universe contest anyway? Right. Doesn't that sound bananas? That sounds bananas.
So some of the other stuff that was in this, these like 35-page memo.
Right.
One of the things is that Trump's team allegedly traded intelligence about the activities of Russian oligarchs who were living in the U.S. in exchange for the hacked data that was then dumped online by WikiLeaks.
What the fuck is going on? So Trump is spying on Russians and Russians are spying on Trump?
Yeah.
God, can we have somebody without so much fucking drama? I mean, really, just don't appear drama level.
It says the stolen data came from moles in the DNC and from Russian hackers. So they had they had operatives in the DNC.
Holy shit. Was it Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Saying they were allegedly paid by Kremlin, by the Kremlin, and paid by Trump associates.
Do you think Debbie was a spy? Yes or no? I'm just kidding. I don't know.
No.
Would it be a spy that's like, just trying to get my mind, this is some mind-blowing shit. Would it be a spy that's like an intern at the DNC, or would it be like somebody high up? Would it be a paper pusher kind of guy, or?
It would have to be somebody really high.
Yeah.
To be privy to the top level, top secret shit.
Right.
They say Trump happily allowed the media to cultivate Russia as a boogeyman to draw attention away from his substantial business dealings in China.
China.
And other developing countries, which allegedly involved large payments of bribes and kickbacks.
Oh, my God.
With this Trump advisor, Carter Page, I think we might have talked about him way back a little while ago when he bailed in last September because of Russian ties. He was one of the top advisors to Trump who allegedly met secretly over the summer with Kremlin officials who then at that point said, hey, we got all this stuff on Hillary. But we might also have this stuff on you guys.
Oh, shit, dude.
And they say he threatened to blackmail Trump.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you're Donald Trump and somebody says, I got something on you, I'm going to blackmail you. Just the list of shit you go through, you're like, oh, I hope it's not that, I hope it's not that. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
And then said, well, you know, let's discuss these sanctions.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Let's discuss these sanctions, or I'm going to put out this fucking Snapchat of you getting peed on.
A quote from from this British spy from the report says, quote, Russians apparently have promised, Russians have apparently promised not to use kompromat. That's the
kompromat.
K-O-M-P-R-O-M-A-T. That's the Russian word for this compromising information.
What is it?
Compromising information, I would think.
Cool.
That they hold on Trump
yes.
as leverage, given high levels of voluntary cooperation coming from his team.
Oh, great. Oh, I get it. Sure.
So they say, we're not going to use this information we have because you guys are being so nice to us.
Oh, yes. And they're going to... Oh, man.
It says, it alleges in this... in this unsubstantiated, unproven report from this British spy.
Yes.
But from a previously trusted source.
Yes.
That the Kremlin indirectly paid for Jill Stein to visit Moscow in December 2015 as a part of an effort to split the Democratic voters and to weaken Hillary, whether or not she won the election. See, their goal... was
oh
to fuck Hillary, and if they couldn't snatch the election from her, at least taint her so poorly,
yes,
that she'll have a hard time governing. It'll be what's happening now, that there's going to be no governing or going around, because it's just going to be swarms of controversy 24/7.
So I'm trying to understand this fucking thing. So, okay, so Trump goes over from Miss Universe, right? They gather all this data on him, the Russians. They spy on him. They get all this shit on him. Put it in a file.
Sure.
Put it in a drawer. All of a sudden, the fucking presidential elections run around.
You don't think Putin's, like, rewinding it and saying, look at the hookers peeing on each other? Look at him. Yeah. Look at Trump clapping?
Yeah, it's on his Facebook page. He shared it to a fucking folder. Trump getting pissed on. I mean, God. So then the primaries roll around and they see Trump and they're wanting to run for president.
I hope that is fake news, by the way, because I can't even imagine that ever leaking out. And our eyes and generations will be scarred.
What?
A video of Trump jerking off to a couple of Russian babes pissing on each
worse.
Other?
Worse. I guarantee you there's worse. We're talking about Trump. A real hot dick here. Yeah. He's a real hot dick running for president. Now he is... But he runs, he gets to the primaries, and then Putin's like, oh, shit. Look at that fuck nut. He's got a chance. And so then he puts the fucking machine in motion. He approaches people in Trump's team. He say, hey, we got this shit on him. If you help us with these sanctions. And is that how it starts?
Allegedly.
I mean, this is nuts. I mean, this is some real fucking deep involvement in our elections. This isn't casual. And now there's a spy in the DNC.
They say that Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, secretly met with Russian officials in Prague during August to clean up the mess.
Yes.
Over Manafort's ties being unearthed to the pro-Russian toady that was in Ukraine. Now, on Trump's Twitter feed, he retweeted today.
Okay.
Michael Cohen, who tweeted a photograph of the outside of his passport.
Okay.
And said, I've never been to Prague.
Why would he? Why? What?
Well, I mean, you should, if you're going to do that, show us the inside of your passport.
So he can see the stamps, right?
I think he's saying, look, I could show you my passport and show you that I didn't go to Prague.
Okay.
But who knows?
Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's his American passport.
Wow.
Maybe he's got another one.
Can you think of a more exciting election that you've ever seen? Than this, I mean,
fuck no! Are you
not
kidding
the
me?
Good way, I guess.
I mean, I thought Bush versus Gore was the lowest we could sink.
What a snooze fest!
Holy shit! I apologize to George Bush.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
By the way, I keep seeing the meme, you know, of George Bush smiling. It's like, and they say counting the days until he's no longer the worst president in our memories.
Hey, dickhead Georgie, keep counting because, as far as I know, Trump has not lied us into a war yet, or killed a shitload of Iraqis and American soldiers.
Yeah.
You know,
he's going to kill our people.
Right. You're still the worst, George.
They're saying the report says that while they were in Prague, Cohen.
Yes.
Helped set up plans to pay off hackers and others involved in the operations and to quickly move them underground in case Clinton won. So be able to cover it all up if Clinton won and would be able to unleash the hounds to start investigating shit.
Yes. But now it's all good. You don't need to do that. Everybody's okay. But what happens if they start like an impeachment proceeding against Trump? Will all this shit be revealed? Will it come to light?
Well, they said what happens when Putin decides he wants Trump out, but he doesn't like what Trump's doing. What if Trump starts listening to the people and listening to everything and starts being shitty with Putin? Maybe he'll just say, fuck it.
Hey, here's YouTube. Trump in a ball gag with a fucking snorkel mask on and some, I don't know, pasta. Who knows what he's into?
According to the report, Russia believed Cohen was crucial to their covert op because his wife is of Russian descent. Her father is a leading property developer in Moscow.
God, hey, I hope the Democrats are listening because this is how you win an election, okay? This is how you do it these days, apparently. Damn!
The guy I talked about, the toady from Ukraine, the
yes.
former president of Ukraine, who was run out of there for because his lips smelled like Putin cum.
Ooh.
Viktor Yanukovych, who was exiled after he was kicked out because of his shady ties to Russia.
Right.
Putin and then scuttled across the border to Russia. Gee. In the report says he allegedly that he told Putin in August that he had authorized, quote, substantial kickback payments to Paul Manafort, but was confident that no paper trail was left behind.
Wait. What were the fucking kickbacks for Manafort?
Helping push the Russian agenda.
Okay. In Ukraine. The Russian agenda.
In Ukraine and here.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
The report says that at one point, Putin got a little pissed off that the operation was going off the rails because there was too much going on and too much smell of vodka.
Right.
Too much. People were starting, like, our news organizations and people around the world were starting to say, wait a second. Right. Things are getting a little Russian here. What is this about? What is this about? And that Putin got pissed.
Right.
And Putin was pissed that Manafort got caught.
He thought Manafort was sloppy?
Yanukovych told him, don't worry, I covered it up.
Right. He fucked it up.
And one of his top aides, his chief of staff, I guess, according to the documents, was in on the deal with Yanukovych and the whole thing. And he was the one saying, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Well, Putin got pissed off and fired him. Because this guy argued that there was little risk in interfering with the U.S. We should just go ahead and do it. What's going to happen?
Yeah, fuck it. What are they going to do?
And there was a power struggle within the Kremlin after this operation was exposed. Putin also recalled from Washington one of the diplomats allegedly involved in transferring some of this intelligence between the Kremlin and Trump.
Holy shit.
So they would be like, here's what we got on Hillary.
Oh, so they had like a whole sharing.
Yeah.
Where they just.
He also threatened Putin to fire other senior officials because he was pissed off that the WikiLeaks emails hadn't hurt Hillary as much as they promised.
Right.
Like there's nothing there. If the best you got is spirit. Dinners?
Spirit dinners.
and it proves that they colluded to put the thumb on the scale against Bernie. We screamed about that in yesterday's show, which has gone into the vapors because it didn't record. We apologize.
Sad. That was a good one.
I forgot where I was going.
Do you think Russia felt like this was successful? I mean, Trump's president. But now it seems like the shit is hitting the fan and they're exposed. I mean, are they going to be able to replicate this with other countries?
Hopefully not. I mean, Germany's trying real hard to battle back already. It was the WikiLeaks thing that they had nothing. That they did show that there might have been some shenaniganry in not having an even playing field for Bernie and Hillary. But again, the DNC is a private club. DNC is not a public entity. It's not a government entity. It's a private fucking club. And that private fucking club just happens to be one of the two biggest.
Yeah.
And they have their own processes that they vote on and change the rules. That's why Bernie wanted to be on that board. Or have his people on the board for the platform so they could get rid of superdelegates, which I think they did, didn't they? Didn't they get rid of some of the superdelegate process and things like that? Some of the bullshit that did help put the thumb on the scales for Hillary.
Yeah.
Because the DNC leadership, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others, thought she was the better candidate. And they were worried about Bernie. Some of the processes they've had were specifically because of Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Remember? There were people who said they put in all these measures to make it harder for just some lunatic populist all of a sudden to raise up and take over the party. And no, I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying that's what it was.
Right, right.
But there's nothing illegal. So when these,
it's a DNC,
some of these Bernie bots are screaming, yeah. Oh, you should be happy that it exposed the evil corruption of that Hillary cunt, that she should be behind bars for stealing the election. You don't care about that.
But they can do whatever they fucking want,
well, right.
Basically.
It's untoward, and we agree it should be changed. But it ain't illegal. It ain't illegal. It isn't illegal, you fucking idiot assholes.
Do you think because it was a private organization, it was easier for Trump to penetrate? I mean, I'm sorry, Putin? Put a spy in there?
Maybe.
Install his mole or?
Possibly.
Yeah,
it says they were moles.
Insane.
Yeah. And I just don't get the people out there that are saying that all of our spy agencies and a lot of people in our government are lying about Trump and Russia. But we should believe Trump, a lifelong con man.
Right. Who lies.
And the former head of the KGB.
It's insane.
Let's trust them instead.
What the fuck? I mean, my God.
What fucking bizarro world are we living in?
It's a real bizarro world. I mean, Russia's like, how many action movies starring Steven Seagal or how many fucking movies?
Who just got a Russian passport, if you'll recall.
Yes, that's right. That lunatic. I mean... How many movies and books and Tom Clancy books is Russia just a de facto fucking enemy? Red fucking Dawn! Red fucking Dawn! Yeah. The first one. I mean...
The Handmaid's Tale is the new one everyone's talking about that you should watch and or read, which it appears the... It's prophetic. It is scarily.
Yeah.
It has to do with a dystopian future, kind of.
Yes.
Where fascist Christian religious extremists take over the United States.
Oh, okay. Oh, why do I need to read that book?
And women are subjugated more than already. And that... there's literally like handmaidens that are Handmaid's Tale. It's the Handmaid's Tale. Excuse me. It's from 19. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy that shit, or go to crabdiving.com/Audible.
Yes.
And you might be able to download that shit and listen to it as you're doing whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right. Man, I was just thinking about it. It really blows my mind.
Margaret Atwood.
Yes.
Is the author. Set in the near future of New England, it's a totalitarian theocracy.
Ooh.
Has overthrown the United States government.
Oh, my God.
Explores the themes of women and subjugation and the various means by which they gain agency. The novel's title echoes the component parts of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
Oh, yeah.
Which comprises a series of connected stories.
Bam.
Won the 1985 Governor General's Award, the first Arthur C. Clarke Award in 1987. Nominated for Nebula Awards, Booker Prize, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a well-respected book. But you know, a theocratic military dictatorship formed within the borders of what was formerly the United States of America.
He was talking about the subjugation of women and just thinking, like, it's so crazy that... Hillary was... We could have had our first female president, but she was beaten by a guy that has the Miss Universe contest. Like a Donald Trump.
And apparently likes to watch Russian chicks piss on each other.
God, it's so fucking bananas. So bananas.
Oh
my God.
Oh God, this is creepy. A movement calling itself the Sons of Jacob launches a revolution, suspends the United States Constitution under the pretext of restoring order.
Oh, great.
Which, you should have had chills yesterday. Listen to Jefferson Beauregard, Sessions III.
You got to be shitting me.
Talk about, oh, the crime going up. The crime's going up. It's spiking in crime. It's spiking in crime. We're spiking. It's crime. It's crime.
You know,
it's crime.
Every time these guys, these evil little white fucking racists, they go through these confirmation hearings and they all say the right thing. And you hear all these pundits on TV saying Jeff Sessions is saying the right thing. And then goddamn Cory Booker was on there testifying against Sessions. And he kept saying, I don't care what he's saying. Look at his record. He kept saying that over his record says something else. His record says something else. What else are we supposed to judge the guy by?
Well, he's so nice.
He's so fucking nice. How about John Lewis's testimony?
John Lewis was amazing today. Testifying against Jefferson Beauregard. I want to read this book, although it seems depressing. The new regime moves quickly to consolidate its power and reorganize society along a new militarized, hierarchical, compulsory regime of Old Testament-inspired social and religious fanaticism among its newly created social classes. In the new society, human rights are severely limited. Women's rights are unrecognized, as almost all women are forbidden to read.
Well, they can't read.
Doesn't it sound familiar?
Yeah, yeah.
They hate education.
Right.
They don't want people to be smart. Betsy DeVos hates public education.
She's a privatized.
She wants our tax dollars to go to religious schools.
Well, our public schools, they just aren't profitable. We're not making any money. Jeez.
And the handmaid, the character, her name is Offred, which means of Fred. You're defined by who owns you.
Oh, my God.
She's one of a class of women kept for reproductive purposes known as handmaids by the ruling class.
Oh, shit. That's insane.
I mean, if I were to copy this and put it on Twitter, how terrifying it would be to see how many people right now would be like, right on.
I love it.
Sounds good.
It's my favorite. By the way, if we end up in this fucking dystopian world that you described and you want to read a book and you're a female and you're not allowed to know how to read, please go to, crabdiving.com/audible. And you can download an audio book. You don't need to read.
Well, I think that's
verboten. You can just listen
to
it. Oh, you can't even listen to it?
I would assume.
Fuck!
They're pretty rough over there.
Horrendous.
Especially that Bible Belt where Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Yeah, and things are going so well in Alabama right now, aren't they?
And fuck him, by the way, in all of his tight white holes.
Ooh,
because another one of the creepy things he said yesterday, very nicely though, was one of the Democratic, I can't think of his name, I apologize, but one of the Democratic senators was asking him about, well, what about secularists that work within the Justice Department? Do you think, basically saying, are you going to purge out anybody that doesn't believe in your bizarre, horrible Christo-fascist version of the Abrahamic God?
Sure.
And it was vague answers. And then at one point, they got into this weird discussion of what's the the truth. And there's something he said prompted the senator to say, well, do you believe that someone who is secular understands the concept of truth? And that was a no.
Oh, my God. Because they don't accept Jesus in their life as their savior.
He's one of these who believes that without his God, how can there be any absolute truth? It's a ridiculous, usually a circular argument of that they, of course, have no basis on.
If Jeff said, so who said that thing today about Jeff Sessions? Because people were describing him as someone that supported civil rights, was a champion of civil rights, then why are all these civil rights legends saying that he's not? Why doesn't John Lewis, why doesn't he support Jeff Sessions then? Why don't we see that?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe he's lying.
We just need to keep our eyes open and keep just driving them crazy. Resist.
That fucking press conference sounded like pandemonium. Mm-hmm. It sounded fucking bananas.
Let's see, did I finish all these
fake news?
These notes on the...
He screamed out and he called CNN fake news at a fucking press conference. He's our president.
It says interference in the U.S. election was directed first by the foreign ministry in Russia, then moved to the Foreign Security Service, finally to the presidential administration.
Oh.
Putin backed Trump as a, quote, divisive anti-establishment candidate who would shake up the current international status quo in Russia's favor.
Oh, shit.
They also believed that Trump would disrupt and weaken the U.S. political system. Gee, oh, mission a fucking accomplished.
Right. He did that.
And they say Trump allegedly participated in, quote, sex parties in St. Petersburg while he was there trying to set up real estate deals. And that there any direct witnesses were, quote, silenced through bribes or coerced to disappear.
Damn, you better get the fuck out of town or we're going to fuck you up. Shit. What a scary person our president is. Oh, my God. POTUS.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with him.
So there you go. Just some of what was going on. He's here's
God. I mean, why?
Here's a little clip of what he said this morning.
If Putin likes Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability.
You notice that third person thing, right?
Yeah, it's making me lose my mind.
Creepy, yeah. Creepy, ooh. Creepy.
Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability. Because we have a horrible relationship with Russia. Russia can help us fight ISIS, which, by the way, is number one tricky. I mean, if you look, this administration created ISIS.
Number one tricky. They're tricky. And then he remembered the old talking point. I better blame Obama for ISIS and make sure all my droolers that are watching are who might have heard a fact or two about Russia. Yeah. Make sure we blow smoke in their face.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, oh, yeah, right, ISIS. Wait a minute. Wait, Russia was hacking us? What about ISIS? Oh, yeah, ISIS. Squirrel.
Isn't ISIS, isn't Obama killing ISIS? Hasn't he been, like, droning the fuck out of ISIS?
Droning the fuck out of ISIS. Oh, cheers to Celeste at Celeste Pewter on Twitter, who tweeted us a picture of the movie version of Natasha Richardson, Aidan Quinn, Faye Dunaway, and Robert Duvall in The Handmaid's Tale movie version. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to download that shit or rent it through Amazon Prime, which you can get through our Amazon hole also.
Right.
And also shout out to REZ, pessimist.
Oh, shit.
On the Twitter.
Pessimist.
Said, oh, that's very kind. You're helping me maintain my sanity. I'm becoming a supporter. Thank you. Thanks,
right.
Man. Cheers.
Thank
you. Or ma'am.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate
or other.
It. Yeah.
We appreciate all the support.
Danke.
Here's the rest of this Trumpian clip.
I mean, if you look, this administration created ISIS by leaving at the wrong time. The void was created. ISIS was formed. If Putin likes Donald Trump, guess what, folks? That's called an asset, not a liability. Now, I don't know that I'm going to get along with Vladimir Putin. I hope I do. But there's a good chance.
I hope he likes me. I hope he likes me.
I mean, he's got video of you pulling a train on somebody at some fucked up sex party.
I hope we get along. I bought him something nice.
Oh, yeah. God.
I'm going to let him fuck Ivanka.
Who the fuck is this guy? Doesn't Putin jail journalists? Is Obama listening to this press conference? Do you think he heard this?
Oh, yeah.
God
fuck
damn it.
Yeah.
Aren't you doing something? Obama, can't you do something? Can he do something for us? It's only January fucking 11th. You're president until the 20th, right?
What is he going to do?
I don't fucking know. I'm not
tanks?
A constitutional attorney. I'm not president.
Tanks and drones?
Figure something the fuck out, dude.
I don't think he can.
Come on,
Barack. I
don't
think there's anything you can do.
Don't.
He's not this guy.
I don't want this dad.
He's not this guy. There was no real threat of, despite what the loonies on the right thought, there was no real threat of Obama suspending the Constitution and naming himself the Uber Poobah of the United States for life. I ain't so sure about it with this guy.
Listen to me. We have a guy who's going to be president, and all this shit came out. He's in bed with the Russians. They're blackmailing him.
Yes.
Why?
Maybe. Allegedly.
There's nothing we can do about it. You're telling me there's not one motherfucking thing we can do about it aside from, like, organizing and all this other shit, and that's good. But there's nothing, like, substantive Barack can do for us.
Well, he has been. I mean, he declared a lot of those lands as public lands and national monuments and shit that's going to be really hard to undo.
Okay.
Although Trump made a mention about the fact that he thinks that we should be drilling more in national parks.
Nobody can help us. We're fucked. Nobody can help us. This is going to happen. You're telling me on January 20th,
yes.
Jackie Ivanka is going to open her fucking trap and bam.
Yeah.
Trump.
Right.
We're fucked.
Don't forget those Rockettes.
Oh, yeah. Who else is performing? Who else is performing at this fucking thing? I will never buy your shit. I will never listen to your shit. I will never say a nice thing about you as an artist ever. Nobody else should. This is just a fucking shit-tastic nightmare. Turkey, I know. I know.
That I'm going to get along with Vladimir Putin. I hope I do. But there's a good chance I won't. And if I don't, do you honestly believe that Hillary would be tougher on Putin than me? Does anybody in this room really believe that? Give me a break.
Yes. Who said no?
Yes. Yes.
Who said no?
An
idiot.
Did
you hear that in the background? No.
An idiot.
Oh, no.
An idiot. Who's listen.
There were toadies there because he got applause on some lines and shit. There were definitely plants in that audience.
Of course, man. Fucking anything's possible. There's a film strip of him he's at a sex party in the, you know. It's insane. Putin's got pictures of him doing crazy shit, and now we're Russia's bitch.
Oh, The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah, go read that book or whatever.
Well, don't. I mean, just, you know, open your window and look out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll see the Christo loons coming.
Oh, it's disgusting.
We got a couple of clips. But let's check out the Drudge Report headline.
Okay.
Let's see how they're crowing over in moron land. Yep, you are fake news is the headline. And they're thrilled about it, not unhappy.
Because he's standing up to the fake news. Hey, you fucking Trump fucks. Are you going to believe all this shit?
Oh, my God. One of the subheadlines, Demented McCain Turns Dirty.
He's a war hero, you fuckheads. Who would even say that? Even if you
and it leads to a story. It leads to a story because they're saying that the this dossier. He got it before the FBI did.
Oh, really?
And he gave it to the FBI. So he admits that he gave it to the FBI. He said, I got this. Somebody said it's a dossier on Trump at Intel, and I gave it to the FBI.
Who gave it to him?
Kind of what you're supposed to do.
Who gave it to him, though? Do we know? Or I just missed
it. He said, I did what any citizen should do. Sworn Trump enemy John McCain admits he handed smear dossier to FBI because he had no idea if it was credible. Well, that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. Do we not believe McCain? Do we think he's untrustworthy? Is that what Drudge is saying?
He said it's what any citizen should do. Claimed he had no idea whether it was accurate or not. That's why he gave it to the FBI.
He
thought they should have it because it looked like if it had any credence, it was sensitive material. Mm-hmm. I did what any citizen should do. I received sensitive information and handed it to the FBI, he said.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's credible or not, but the information I thought deserved to be delivered to the FBI, the appropriate agency of government. It doesn't trouble me because I don't know if it's accurate or not. I have no way of corroborating that. The individual gave me the information. I looked at it. After receiving that information, I gave it to the FBI.
How is that demented?
Well, he's a big traitor. He's gone deranged, according to Drudge Report.
You know, do you remember, Guy? We might have just talked about this recently, but that moment when McCain was running against Obama, and they had that, you know, that town hall thing.
Yeah.
And someone in the audience had the mic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they mentioned about Obama.
He's an Arab.
An Arab. And listen, that John McCain, he's an older guy. He was tortured. His shoulders are all fucked up and shit.
And a batshit warmonger.
He got over that person so quick, and he took the mic out of their hand.
No, 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 he said.
Yeah. There was no daylight.
Right.
He did the right thing. So it's not like, how can we question his credibility on this?
Upon examination of the documents, last year I received sensitive information that has since been made public. Upon examination of the documents, unable to make a judgment about their accuracy, I delivered the information to the director of the FBI. That has been the extent of my contact with the FBI or any other government agency regarding the issue. He's like, I gave it to them.
Yeah, what a crazy old loon. Jeez, that sounds reasonable. I'm just imagining him reading through this fucking thing. No, this is crazy.
Carl Bernstein of famous Woodward and Bernstein Watergate reporters contributed to the story about the existence of this dossier.
Right.
Published by CNN.
Fake news.
This
is the dossier where they allege that Trump got the watch the people get the golden shower.
It doesn't say that. It just says sexual.
Okay.
The golden shower, I don't think there's any.
Is that inferred?
Yeah.
Damn
no,
it.
I don't think it's inferred or implied.
Okay.
I think it's, I believe that it's made up.
Right.
But really fun.
Okay.
I don't think there's proof that he got peed on. Maybe.
I read somewhere that said he watched two prostitutes pee on
each
other.
Well, that might be verbal. I didn't see that in those documents.
Okay.
I saw sexual deviancy and things like that, but I didn't see that specific.
Right. Nipple clamps.
They were diagrams. One of those ladies has been doing her Kegels. She could shoot like Buckingham Fountain.
Well, they're Russians.
Carl Bernstein, told CNN that he believes the dossier came from a former British MI6 agent who was hired from a political opposition research firm in Washington doing work about Trump for both Republican and Democratic candidates opposed to Trump.
Okay.
So this guy was working for a company that was getting oppo on Trump.
Right, right.
They were looking at his business ties. They saw some questionable things about Russians, about his businesses in Russia, and they hired this former MI6 dude who came up with additional information from his Russian sources. He said he was very concerned by the implications of it. He then took it to an FBI colleague that he had known in his undercover work for years, who took it to this guy in Rome who turned it over to the Bureau. And then a former British ambassador to Russia independently heard about it, and he gave that to John McCain, who then gave it to the FBI here.
Oh, wow. God, this is a crazy story, man.
McCain, they say, was... this is according to Carl Bernstein, who's done well before.
Yes.
that McCain was sufficiently disturbed by what he read to take it to the FBI director, James Comey, personally. They had a 5-minute meeting between the two men. Very little was said. McCain turned it over to him and is now awaiting, like everybody else, to see what the FBI has to say about their conclusions.
Is this bigger than Watergate?
Some people be saying, if it's true, yeah, sure.
This is loony as fuck.
Watergate was, you know, a petty burglary that was
couple
covered
of guys,
up. Yeah.
It was the cover-up with Watergate. This is the whole thing. I mean, this is, like, complicated.
So, there you go. That's that's the story. The spin over at Drudge. They're more worried about demented McCain turning dirty as opposed to Russian involvement in our election.
And you put yourself in McCain's shoes, what the fuck else would he do? Somebody gives him this report about a guy running for president. Okay, this is disturbing. I can't do anything with this. I'm going to give it to the fucking FBI. What the fuck else would you do? Right?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, now they're saying they're over at the Wall Street Journal, which is a Rupert Murdoch joint, not forget. They're saying that his name's Christopher Steele, the British agent, former British intelligence officer, who's now a director of private security and investigations at a firm.
God, what a great name for an agent.
Christopher Steele has been identified as the author of the dossier.
Oh, okay.
Director of London-based Orbis Business Intelligence Limited. That sounds creepy.
Shit, man. You don't want them up your ass.
The document alleges the Kremlin colluded with Trump's presidential campaign, claims Russian officials have compromising evidence of Trump's behavior that could be used to blackmail him.
Okay.
Trump has dismissed every single word in the dossier as false.
This guy's lying.
And Trump has proof that it's false.
What is it? What's the proof?
Because Russia said it's false.
Okay.
He even tweeted that. Russia just said, this is 11 hours ago, Russia just said the unverified report paid for by political opponents is, quote, a complete and total fabrication, utter nonsense. Very unfair. So he's quoting Russia. Now, he did bring that up. I think even he may have seen the light a tiny bit on the ridiculousness of that, because during his shit show today, even he mentioned, I know people are saying that of course they would say that. Of course they would say that.
But does he have a choice? I mean, really, let's say it's true. Let's say Putin has all this shit on him. He can't come out and say anything but agree with Russia, ever.
But he could keep his mouth shut about it. He doesn't have to use...
But people are going to ask him.
We didn't do it as the evidence of it.
But what is he supposed to do?
That makes his that undermines his own cause.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, he has to say something.
I'm not partial to Russia. Look, they say I'm not. He just has to say it's all lies and bullshit.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit and say, well, Russia says it's wrong.
That's true.
But I defend that priest told me he didn't diddle that boy.
Right, right. So what happens now? Is this enough shit to investigate him? To start impeachment proceedings?
Long ago, I mean, but it all depends on the GOP and how hoary they are and how whorish. I don't mean H-O-A-R-Y. Well, whorish.
They're very whorish. They're whorish as fuck, but still, they gotta hate this guy.
A lot of them are hoary also.
Yes. Do you think...
In the H-O-A-R-Y.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they're going to start impeachment proceedings on the 20th?
No.
Why not?
It'll be a couple of weeks.
God.
But I just hope... this all would have been solved if we could have just won two more Senate seats. I mean, really. It really would have won. It would have been all solved.
Well, three.
We need a majority because Pence is going to be the president of the Senate.
Oh my fucking God.
But again, at this point, I welcome President Pence.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to roll over for Uncle Nipples.
No.
And
I'm still
sticking by my prediction that there's a good chance that he's going to be in on the shivving of Donald. That all of this is just, they're all like, look, let's just see if we can make it to the 20th.
Right.
Let's see if we can keep this guy out of fucking jail until the 20th. Let him put his tiny little orange stubby fingers on the Bible.
Yes.
Lie about vowing to protect the Constitution. And then we'll start gathering info on him and we'll start turning on him. And when it's so obvious and we have so much that even the dumbest of the dumb Trumpalos. Well, that won't work.
So they're going to play this smart. They're going to wait till they have everything, and then they're going to come after him.
Well, yeah, they'd be dumb to do it now because I mean, they would still have kind of won the election, but who knows what would happen? I mean, there might be calls to have a new election.
Shit.
Which I don't know how that works.
No.
But
nobody knows how any of this fucking
works. Once
he's
in... Then the process is he gets impeached, he's out, Pence's prez, which is going to be terrifying on so many levels, but I don't think we're going to turn into a Russia East or Russia West.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder if this has happened before. I wonder if Putin or Russia has had their fingers in our elections, has spread fake news before this.
They say not to this extent, that this was the first time that they've... kind of weaponized. I heard that term a few times. Yeah. They've weaponized all their bullshit.
But it didn't work. I mean, because they got caught, maybe. We don't know that it worked. I mean, maybe what they wanted, they just wanted to, I don't know, make us appear unstable.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. That news conference, man. I mean,
terrifying.
Yeah, it was. It's unsettling. You hear that because you wonder, how are we going to exist? How's he going to keep the lights on? How's he going to fucking just do the basic shit to keep the country afloat? You know, I mean,
well, right. The
I mean, doesn't this kind of that kind of shit like send the stock market into like?
Well, speaking of stock market, he took a swing at, and I'm sure I tweeted out that, of course, all of his big buddies and toadies probably shorted all of their big pharma stocks because he went out and said, took a shot at big pharma, that they're getting away with murder.
I saw that.
And stuff like that. And right after that, several big pharma stocks tanked.
Okay. That's how he's going to do shit. I mean, he's the worst person to have in power. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking creepy. Pretty terrifying. And this, you know, he tweeted out also, I mean, this is ridiculous. He tweeted out, intelligence agencies should never have allowed this fake news to leak. It leak is in quotes into the public. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany?
Oh, I saw that.
So he's accusing the intelligence community of intentionally. And I don't know how that Nazi Germany thing works because Hitler took over completely. I mean, what is he talking about? The intelligence agency.
I put that on Facebook, that quote of his. He said, are we living in Nazi Germany? My question to that, I would say, I don't know, motherfucker. You tell me.
I said.
You're the fascist motherfucker.
I said, we will starting January 20th. Yeah.
Oh, God. What a lunatic.
He also tweeted out in this little tweet storm, after Russia just said the unverified report, after his quoting Russia.
Yes.
Look, they said it's true. It's not true. Then he said, Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. All caps. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing. Which is a lie because one of either Uday or Kusei, one of his sons, I don't remember which one, had at some point,
right,
Saddam Hussein's sons, yeah, had at one point talked about the business deals they do with Russia and doing in Russia that long ago.
Why?
So it's a lie.
Does he not think that the intelligence community has this? He knows he did shit in Russia. He knows that his campaign has connections with him. Does he not know that all that shit's going to be uncovered? And he's going to be shown to be a big motherfucking liar? Does he not think that's down the road for him or whatever? He doesn't give a fuck.
And then he tweeted, I win an election easily.
Well, I mean, he won easily. This is anything but easy. This is like another country using their intelligence resources.
But he did not win easily.
Right, right.
He lost the popular vote and was, what is it, like 48th out of 53?
Oh, yeah.
In as far as the electoral win, he was way down there as far as many electoral votes he won by.
His win in big fucking air quotes was not easy and was very complicated.
And the only thing they got is like the county by county map, which looks terrifying to anybody who's sane because it looks all red. But it's really amusing how these people, like some asshole sitting in the middle of Kansas, is like, well, you can't count. If you don't count New York City and Los Angeles and Dallas and Atlanta and every goddamn big city, you don't count them. Trump won by 10 million votes. It's like, well,
yeah,
we live here too, yes. Ass fuck. We live here too, you knuckle-dragging moron.
Yes, moron. And here, what about this? Imagine Trump is on his way to some sex party in some huge fucking suite somewhere in Moscow or St. Petersburg, wherever the fuck. Before he gets there, there's a couple of KGB agents or whoever planting little bugs and tiny little cameras all over the place. Oh, yes. Schindler's about to pull out a sack and teabag some fucking poor sex worker all night. And that's going to be recorded. And that's going to be made as evidence. And that's part of the reason this fuckhead got elected. Right?
Yeah.
It's nothing.
I feel like
God,
a supermodel,
right,
except like times 10.
This was very complicated. I don't know what you feel like. Oh, my God. It's insane. Guy from Miss Universe is POTUS. Blah.
I win an election easily. A great movement is verified. Movement in quotes. What is his?
I agree.
This time I agree with him. It's not a movement. A great movement is verified, and crooked opponents try to belittle our victory with, all caps, fake news. A sorry state. Exclamation.
God. Yeah, I mean. And to think, all this shit. You know, this really makes you just fucking get enraged when you think about all the bullshit thrown at Obama. He's from Kenya. Because he's black. But this is nuts. It's infuriating. And this fucking slimeball. Trump is a fucking dirtbag. He's a fucking slimeball.
It really shuts them up, though, online by using the line when they scream, you know, he's your president, too. You should respect him and things like that. Then the standard response is, we will give Trump every bit of respect and chance that you gave Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah. And that generally, surprisingly, that shuts them up because how do you respond
to
that?
They can't.
Yeah.
I responded, somebody on our Facebook page said something like, oh, I can't wait for Trump to be president. It was probably a fucking bot, probably a fake account. I replied to that comment. I was like, yeah, Russia's excited too.
They are. What's wrong with Russia not being our friend?
Did you not read any Tom Clancy novels, motherfucker? Did you not see Red Dawn, you fucking dickhead? They're the bad guy. They're supposed to be the bad guy. Ugh. Damn it. I mean, you know. I don't know. It's exhausting. What's up?
Very strange.
What's wrong?
Is
it a technical problem with the equipment?
It's a weird thing I'm going on with my Google Docs.
Oh, okay.
It says the application has been updated.
Oh, fuck this.
And your changes cannot be saved.
Why do they update during our show all the fucking time? It makes me fucking insane.
This is Google Docs.
Oh. Well, fuck them too.
I just reloaded and now everything seems to be fine. Okay. That's a very strange. Maybe we're being hacked by Russia.
Who knows?
Good luck.
Yeah, have fun, stupid.
I wish I had anything exciting to have on me. Any kind of compromising info.
Oh, yes.
he likes to play Call of Duty a lot.
Oh yeah.
I've got another story here. I mean, we could, you know, we could do the whole show on his fucking, on his press conference. We also have these confirmations going on.
Yeah.
Tillerson versus Rubio.
Okay, that's interesting.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Again, fuck Donald Trump.
Right.
And the Russians for making all these batshit Republicans from that used to be just regular batshit, making them into the voices of goddamn fucking reason all of a sudden.
That fucking press conference is a goddamn smoke bomb. It's like, bam, don't listen to this Tillerson shit.
So Marco Rubio seems to not be having much of it. I guess he's still pissed about that whole little Marco thing.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
And
he's spurned.
Here's a little bit. This is just a few seconds.
Live from the foam party.
Let me ask you this question. Is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
I would not use that term.
Of course not. And then Marco Rubio, this didn't have it. The next sentence he says is, it shouldn't be hard to say Vladimir Putin's army has committed war crimes in Aleppo. Tillerson hesitated and said, well, you know, I look forward to being fully informed. After which Rubio said, none of this is classified. These people are dead.
Oh, shit.
And then there was another exchange. I don't know if I have it here. I'm going to try to remember it. It had something to do with, I don't even remember what it was. Something with Ukraine, maybe. And Rubio said, well, this here. And he read something to Tillerson. Tillerson said, well, you have information that, I'm waiting until I get my classified briefings before I make decisions on a lot of this stuff. And he said, you have information. I don't. And Rubio said, this is from the LA Times. This is in the LA Times.
It's from the fucking paper, you dickhead.
So I don't think Rubio really fond of what was going on.
And there's
going
to be more to that to come, right? There's going to be more Republicans attacking this administration.
I think we're back on the air. I think we may have dropped out for a second.
Fuck.
You know what? It looks like maybe our internet dropped out for a second. That's why my dock went up and stuff like that. Because it said the WebSocket connection idle was too blah, 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 blah. It's reestablishing connection. We apparently are back on live.
Yay.
If you're listening to us as a podcast, you know, ignore that part. I could edit it out, but... thanks for joining us. By the way, we got about a half hour left here on the big show.
We're here
every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. And don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Quality entertainment on the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
More shows in development.
That's right.
And don't forget, there's all kinds of great stuff on now. Brand new Daily Upper Decker sports show tonight.
That's right.
8 p.m. streaming. Locally here in Los Angeles, 8 p.m.
Oh, yes.
Do the math wherever the hell else you may be.
11 p.m. Eastern.
And then that'll be on iTunes probably tomorrow, something like that.
Right.
So don't forget that. And the Hollywood Hick, always entertaining on the 7 a.m., 7 p.m. streaming.
He's got some fun opinions about Donald.
And midnight is the previous episode, if you missed that one. And then iTunes, Stitcher. Blah, blah.
Yes, thank you for listening.
So... but you know, I've got a couple other, let me just talk about a couple other stories that, aren't Trump.
Okay.
Crab diving follow-up. This is the, Ryan, your favorite, the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher.
Former spokesman. Brian Fisher.
Ugh, you piece of
Brian
shit.
Brian Fisher, sodomy-based marriage.
He probably doesn't have a problem with Trump being president, the puppet of Uncle Nipples.
And Brian Fisher, if you listened a couple days ago, I believe it was. Was it? I don't know when it was. But
who knows?
It was one of these days. I don't think it was yesterday, the show that's vaporized into the ether. But I think it might have been Monday or Friday or something like
that.
But remember, Brian Fisher said basically, if you are anti putting the Ten Commandments up everywhere on public property, you're a traitor.
Oh, you're un-American. You deserve to die.
And a traitor.
Yes.
And because this country was founded on Christian principle.
Yeah.
And if you are anti-Christianity, Christian principle, then you're actually a traitor to the values of this country.
Yeah, I don't want to put text from the goddamn Bible on a 3-ton slab of concrete and then put it in the lobby of a building we all have to work in. Why don't you put a snack machine there? Something fucking useful.
So the story made Right Wing Watch, which is, you know, most of the shit that he says makes Right Wing Watch, which, by the way, if you're going to donate other than to us, donate to Right Wing Watch because they're awesome over there. They're a part of the People for the American Way, progressive group. And rightwingwatch.org does exactly that. It shines the light on these horrible, evil vampires.
These trolls.
Of society.
Fucking our world up.
And it's nonprofit, so toss them a few shekels if you got it. Well, Brian Fisher, the story, that shit made wider coverage. It was on HuffPo, actually.
Yes.
And so now Brian Fisher is losing his mind. Here's exactly, here's his reaction.
Okay.
We'll go back and play what he said.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because now he's telling the Huffington Post, I never said that.
Looking at a story here from the Huffington Post, going after yours truly, Ed Mazza, the overnight editor at the Huffington Post. Conservative radio host.
Did you hear his toady or whatever? Who somebody's there sitting with him? Wow.
Jeez.
Going after yours truly. Oh, wow. Holy shit. They're going after Brother Brian.
Oh, my God.
Brian Fisher said last week that anyone who opposes Christianity is a, quote, traitor, end quote, to America. Fisher began his program by citing George Washington's farewell address, in which the nation's first president linked religion and morality to patriotism as proof that anyone who doesn't follow Jesus Christ can't be a patriot.
Okay.
he's laughing at the absurdity of it.
Right.
Oh.
But that's exactly what he fucking did.
George Washington said, look, a guy cannot be considered a patriot. He cannot be considered a patriotic American if he labors to subvert either Christianity or the Ten Commandments. The essence of what it means to be a patriot, according to George Washington, the definition of patriotism, the essence of patriotism is a man who is a sincerely devoted follower of Jesus Christ and seeks to live his life by the Ten Commandments, who adhere.
That's the first part of the other day.
I remember that.
That he just refuted.
The essence. It's gross.
And laughed at.
Yeah, yeah. He fucking said this.
As proof that anyone who doesn't follow Jesus Christ can't be a patriot. You know, and I say to the Huffington Post, look, I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't say that you can't be a patriot if you don't support Christianity and the Ten Commandments. George Washington said that. So, Mr. Mazza, you're...
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, somebody pass out the tissues.
Oh, shit.
There's some moist crotches in that studio.
Ooh.
Your issue is not with me. Your argument is not with me. I'm not the one that said you can't be a patriot if you don't support Christianity and think commandments. George Washington said that. And I want to read that quote again to you. This is from his farewell address in 1796. Of all the habits and dispositions which lead to political prosperity. In other words, if you want habits, you want dispositions that produce political prosperity, not just personal prosperity, not just spiritual prosperity, but produce political prosperity. There's a lot of them, but of all of them, there are two indispensable supports. You got to have these. They're indispensable. You can't do without them. You want political prosperity, you've got to have these supports in place. Religion, by which he meant Christianity, and morality, by which he meant the Ten Commandments. And then George Washington said, not me.
So,
God damn it.
He's yesterday when he read it, or 2 days ago, or whatever, he read the quote, and we heard that he espoused on it.
Yes.
He didn't say, no, this is only what George... I don't believe this.
That was his whole point.
But this is what George Washington said.
I mean, he made that the basis for a whole long point he was making in a segment on his show.
Here's to Christianity and to the Ten Commandments. That is the definition and the mark and the hallmark of a patriot. And if somebody's laboring to subvert these things, you know, George Washington said, look, I'm not talking about perfect obedience here. I know nobody's going to do that. That's why we need a savior. But if somebody is out there working to undermine, to subvert,
no, God, that's why we need a savior.
That is so creepy. That's the
nobody's perfect,
right?
That's why we need a savior. So we're all shitty, evil sinners, and that's why I was going to go mean, but that's why their God sacrificed himself to himself.
No, go mean.
Wait, sacrificed himself, sent himself to sacrifice himself to himself.
Right.
To absolve everybody of the sin that he knows was going to happen and gave them in the first place.
And the sin is just being human.
And if God is all powerful, completely all powerful.
Yes.
He couldn't have stopped that snake from hanging in that tree and telling Eve to eat the apple?
Yeah, why didn't he do that? Is that not a sin? Isn't that a sin?
It was a test.
I mean, the whole thing of, listen, if you have the ability to stop a bad thing from happening and you don't, and that's considered wrong or sinful, then how is God not, like, totally fucking sinful and wrong all the time?
So does that mean Satan is equally as powerful as God? That goes against what they believe. Because
I don't know.
If God really is the ultimate all-powerful,
right,
why can't he just cross his arms like Genie,
yes,
and blink?
Like Barbara Eden?
And Satan goes poof.
Yeah. How did
And
God...
all evil influence in the world goes, yeah, poof.
Why didn't God protect Magic Johnson from AIDS?
Right.
I mean, why not? I'm just wondering.
He cured him of it, though. Apparently. Allegedly.
Yes.
So, I mean, this goes on just of him tap dancing, but it's just
a big fat hypocrite.
Typical Brian Fisher. Now claiming that he never said that those who oppose Christianity are traitors.
And God, Brian, why don't you should call Right Wing Watch. Give him a call and say, hey, thank you so much for
putting my shit
out there. Where do you think his clicks come from?
He squeals about them all the time.
Don't you think he makes ad revenue based on clicks to his shit?
Probably, I don't know how internet savvy his lunatics are, though. I mean, he does a radio. He does a real terrestrial radio show.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This goes out on the regular airwaves. We could hear this.
God.
We could have heard this as we were driving through Mississippi.
That's shocking, man. Because when you hear somebody like him, you assume he's on some weird web page, and he happens to be popular because, I don't know, some fucking lunatic in a basement likes his Old Testament homophobic garbage.
You're right. Tupelo, Mississippi.
Bucky.
Headquarters of the American Family Association. I'm not going to shit on Tupelo. It's not Tupelo's fault, but,
no,
you know, extrapolate what you will.
Right.
Out of that.
Ooh.
Few more minutes left here on the show. We talked about Jeff Sessions. I guess I could have saved this for Faithless Friday, but, you know, what the hell? He's being confirmed.
Right.
Here's a...
It's like a Jeff Sessions ball-licking session.
This is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island.
Yes.
A Democrat. And this is that exchange I talked about earlier about secularism.
Oh, I want to hear this.
And secularists. Here's Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat, asking... Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III from
Jesus
Alabama.
Christ. Does he dress like
they
Colonel
think
Sanders?
I'm a racist because my name is Southern and I'm from Southern Alabama.
No, they think you're a racist because of things you've said and done. That's what I think.
And every vote you've made that affects civil rights.
Yeah, you're a real champion of civil rights, Beauregard.
Does a secular attorney have anything to fear from an Attorney General Sessions in the Department of Justice?
Well, no. And now use that word in the 90,000 foot level.
Well,
what the fuck does
that mean? No.
The 90,000 foot level.
I don't have, God, they cut off the beginning of this, but there was a sentence that he quoted Jefferson Beauregard.
Beauregard.
As having said,
yes,
about secularists, but I think he had said, let me see if I can. I'll find. Let me play the rest of it. But it opened up differently.
Does a secular attorney have anything to fear from an Attorney General Sessions in the Department of Justice?
Well, no. And now use that word in the 90,000 foot level of a little concern I have that we as a...
Okay, I found it. He said...
Yes?
Will you support career attorneys against the pressure from right-wing organizations seeking to, quote, wash them out like filth, which is what the Heritage Foundation has said? He said, their career professors, the highest respect, And he said, somebody over at Heritage wrote, Hercules had to divert two rivers to wash out the filth, but it will take a similarly massive effort at justice to wash out the politics and progressive liberal activism that infests the agency from top to bottom.
Ugh. Shit, man. That's crazy.
Jeff is in Beauregard.
Ugh. What a dick.
Concern I have that we as a nation, I believe, are reaching a level in which truth is not sufficiently respected, that the very ideal, the idea of truth is not believed to be real, and that all of life is just a matter of your perspective and my perspective, which I think is contrary to the American heritage. So that's just a kind of a criticism of man. But we are not a theocracy. Nobody should be required to believe anything. I share Thomas Jefferson's words on the memorial over here. I swear eternal hostility over any domination of the mind of man. And I think we should respect people's views and not demand any kind of religious test for holding office.
That's
okay.
Probably bullshit. He's saying the right things.
He's on good behavior. This is like if you're meeting someone's, you're taking somebody out on a date for the first time, you're meeting their dad.
Yeah.
This is what you do. You leave your Klan robe at home.
Or at least bleach it.
and not demand any kind of religious test for holding office.
And a secular person has just as good a claim to understanding the truth as a person who is religious, correct?
Well, I'm not sure.
There you go.
Well,
evil
I'm not
smirk.
Sure.
Well, I'm not sure if a secular person has, what does he say, the same
to understanding the truth as a person who is religious,
has the same ability to understanding the truth as a person who's religious. Well,
what would make him sure? He says, I'm not sure.
Which means no.
Yeah.
He's lying. He's being coy. He's got this evil smirk on his face. I'm not sure. Smile, smile, smile.
Oh, my God.
Demand any kind of religious test for holding office.
And a secular person has just as good a claim to understanding the truth as a person who is religious, correct?
Well, I'm not sure. And what method? Is it less a objectively
that,
committed to
the methods that an attorney would bring to bear?
Well, let me just say, we're going to treat anybody with different views fairly and objectively. And the ideal of truth and trying to achieve the right solution to me is an important goal of the American jurisprudential system.
But he just said, finding the truth, he's not sure that secular people have that ability.
Yes.
So by his definition, if he's going to judge them objectively on whether or not they can do the job of finding the truth,
yes,
by his bullshit, secularists, whatever that means. I
don't know what that means.
Shame
either.
On Sheldon Whitehouse, by the way, for I don't know what he meant by secularists.
You think that's
for one, because
is that a nice easy?
We need to fix the definition of that, because it doesn't mean atheist.
Right. Is that like a sort of like a genteel way to talk to some Christian right wing nut job?
Well, but that's a hot button issue for a Christian right wing.
Right.
I mean, it's a trigger word.
Secular.
Because to them, secularist means it's an atheist who's going to come and try to eat the bowels of your youngest child.
To me, it's like a polite way of saying you're an atheist to someone that believes in this Jesus
shit. I bet that it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because you could be a hardcore Christian secularist.
Right.
Like many of our founding fathers were. They loved them their Jesus, but they realized they should stay the fuck out of the government.
Right.
That the religion should stay out of government, government should stay out of religion. And that is what works best for everybody involved.
Oh my God.
That's what secularism is.
Right.
Secularism is not atheism.
Right. Tell you what, man, Trump gets impeached and then Pence is president.
Holy different issues. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But George Bush was a Jesus waving Bible loon, too.
You know what, though? George Bush but not like Pence, though. Because didn't George Bush, didn't he have some humanity for gay people somewhere? Did he not have?
Well, immigrants.
Yeah.
He was the one who tried to push through comprehensive immigration reform in the second half. And the Mitch McConnell loons, the extremists of his own party, said, fuck you.
Yeah.
How dare you? Amnesty. Remember, that's where the right. word amnesty started popping up.
And also, like, after
amnesty.
Yeah. After 9/11, after he got done reading that kid's book, that classroom for 15 minutes after he fell, found out that the World Trade Center collapsed. I mean, didn't he come out and say that Americans should not go after Muslims, should show them kindness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He said we're not at war with Islam.
Do you think Pence says that in that same, if he's in the same situation? I just don't know if that's who Pence is. Pence seems a little bit more hardline. He seems like a hardliner, man.
I don't know if Pence has ever, I mean, he speaks out about, of course, radical Islamic terror, but I think he's more of a politician. He's been around forever. And I think even he hesitates to condemn the whole religion for the extremist.
Yeah.
Even he. But of course, he'll tap dance that line to scare up his dumb base as much as possible.
You know, you're right. You're right. He is a politician, evidenced by how he's behaving now. I mean, do you think it's a coincidence that we're just not hearing from him? All this shit is hitting the fan? He's so quiet. I mean, why isn't he out there defending his guy? Why isn't he out there saying, hey, the shit with Russia is so bullshit? You know, I stand with Trump. He's not doing that.
Yeah.
He's not being a cheerleader or anything.
Well, I think he's sharpening the dagger.
Right.
He's Brutus.
Yeah.
Et tu, Brute? I really think. That's my personal opinion.
Oh, yeah.
But I would not be at all surprised if they're just biding their time, like we said earlier, and just waiting. Please, let's get through these 9 days. Let's put this idiot in charge. And then, you know, we'll give him a month or two, and then we get him. Then we unleash the hounds.
Obama can't Smithers, call some.
Unleash the hounds.
Yeah.
And then that they will be able to slowly but surely divest themselves of him. Hopefully. They got to try to convince their loony base.
We can, like, Obama or somebody can't say, hey, this is a fucking national emergency. We just found out that our elections were compromised by Russia. Trump is clearly a puppet of Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fuck this. The election.
Well, at some point, they're going to find irrefutable evidence. They're going to have the, we're going to see the tape with Svetlana and Olga pissing on each other.
But like when we get so much evidence, it makes the election just not valid. How can we let this guy?
But there's no way to measure
office?
That. There's no way to measure it.
Oh
yes, it had an effect. I think you're a moron, Kellyanne Conway, or an evil liar, Kellyanne
Conway. Evil Skeksis.
To say that it had no 0.0 effect. Did it have enough of an effect to change the election? I don't know. That's arguable, but I don't think we have a way of quantifying that. But again, like we said in yesterday's show, which is gone.
Into the ether.
We said that's a good reason to listen live.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What an exclusive club. All the hundreds of people yesterday that had heard the live.
You're blessed. You're lucky. All of you.
But I forgot my point again. I get sidetracked.
I got sidetracked too because we brought up the Skeksis, Kellyanne Conway, and I got to tell you, from that show we did on Monday, it was all Kellyanne Conway, and I'm still having
nauseating
PTSD from reading.
Yeah, she brings up bile.
I wasn't having PTSD. I don't mean to.
She's so gross.
Belittle anybody that has that or anything. I don't want to make a joke about that. I'm still throwing up in my mouth.
Yeah.
From reading Kellyanne Conway stories.
We only got about a minute here, but let's we got more of this. We're gonna be
more. This shit is everywhere.
We got
man.
Plenty going, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds
over,
of shit.
Baby. We're fucked.
Let's end this on a good note. I guess.
with Trump. Let's get out on a joke.
And this kind of surprises me because if I recall, my team for my whole life, the Chicago Cubs.
Oh shit.
Current World Series champions, motherfuckers.
Bam. I think they're visiting the White House soon, by the way.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shit. Okay.
But, you know, they're breaking with tradition.
Right.
Because they're going right now before Trump goes in.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
4 days
different.
Before he leaves office, the Cubs are going to visit Obama, which is breaking with tradition, dictating that the champions visit takes place during the next season. Like they usually show up in the middle of the next season. But they want to do it now because they want to hang with Obama and not the orange, short, stubby fingered piss lover.
Of course, which is wild because Ricketts, the owner of that fucking team, gave that guy fucking money.
But that's what's weird is that their plantation owner.
Yes. I mean, Ricketts.
The Ricketts were big donors. So I don't know how he's allowing them to get away with that. But the Cubs will be breaking with tradition.
That's awesome.
NBC in Chicago reported that they'll be visiting Monday, just a couple days before the inauguration of Trump.
Awesome.
Obama's a longtime fan. You know, that could be one of the reasons. Is
he's a
like,
Chicago guy.
Well, he's from Chicago.
But he's a White Sox fan, actually. That's the truth.
They say it's customary for the World Series champ to wait until at least the following April to make their White House trip.
Yes.
Even in the case of outgoing administrations. They're saying that this was done, but it hasn't been done since like 1990 something.
Of course they want to meet Obama rather than Donald.
I'm sure it's the Chicago connection and it's the, you know, they got a few brown people on that team who probably aren't loving them a whole lot of Trump.
Well, fuck no.
How could they?
Except the
Russian ones. Are there any Russian players on the Cubs?
You know what happened? No, I mean, you know what happens? Fucking, they probably said, I am not going to go meet Trump. A good many of them were like, fuck it, I'm not going to go.
Oh, yeah, so we better do it now.
Do it now.
We'll do it live.
Yep. No shit.
We're back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, download us on iTunes or Stitcher, and please leave us a good review. It helps. And don't forget crabdiving.com for this and all the other great stuff that's here on the network. Don't forget our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy there. That's how you can help us out right now and help us keep the network afloat, pay the bills, etc. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, Instagram @RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/CrabDiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @CrabDiving.